Hartman on line five.
Well, good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chancellor. I'm out here having a yard sale and have been tuned in, but just now got a break away from the telephone. I mean, from the garage.
Good. Sounds like you got out of the barrel there, Steve. That's
Chancellor,
good.
Chancellor, since your time, things have changed drastically at UCSC.
Yes, considerably.
Though many of us in this community shared your vision from your time, many of us in this community are fed up with the use of UCSC as what we feel is a weapon against the community, used by local politicians or politicians from that from the Hill, versus the strict educational institution that it used to be. How could people from this community put pressure on UC to bring forth a balance politically in this community?
Well, it's a very difficult question, and I've worried about it a lot for the last 25 years. The worst public act that in this area is the vote at 18 and
through the 26th Amendment, you're
saying. And then subsequent court decisions that have allowed students to vote where they go to college rather than in their hometowns.
Bless your heart, sir.
Now, I have advocated lowering the voting age. I never anticipated it. All my adult lifetime, I've advocated it. I never anticipated it to be done in one fell swoop. I had a plan to reduce the age by 1 year every 2 years and gradually bring the new voters in until we had them all the 18, 19, and 20s in. But instead it was done all at once. And then the voting in the college town rather than the hometown, it seems to me all wrong, especially on things like bond issues. People come here temporarily and cast irresponsible votes. And, of course, all this has affected the home community in many ways. But one of the paradoxes is that the student vote is tabulated in the Sentinel by precinct. And you can see, at least for those who live on campus, that sometimes it's even 90% for a given line, candidate, or party of concentration. And that is embarrassing for the university. You have to have in mind at all times that the young people actually have incomes, sometimes from their parents, this below the poverty level, and they tend to think as part of the proletariat rather than as self-sustaining citizens. And I don't know what can be done locally. But the peculiar thing is the young people come here as students, complain about the lack of housing. When we opened up in the 60s, you could rent a three-bedroom house near the beach for $60 or $70 a month,
mm-hmm.
and you could fill it with young people, and it was great. There were 1,000 or more houses in Santa Cruz in 1960 census that were vacant 9 months of the year.
Yeah.
And the students filled those up, and it was a rather happy arrangement, and they couldn't vote locally at that time. Now that they vote locally, they complain about the lack of housing, and they vote for candidates and propositions that deter the building of new housing.
That
and it's the funniest thing that the thing they complain most about, they vote in such a way that nothing happens. And one of the things that I didn't anticipate was that the student vote would, in the end, mean a minimum amount of construction and the housing shortage that has resulted is here. So if we could repeal the notion that students can vote in their college towns rather than in their hometowns, that would be great. And I don't know how to go about it, but if I were younger, I'd like to organize a campaign to prevent students voting in the at the town where they are students.
Steve, this has been recorded, and
oh,
I think you have
a... Michael, I appreciate that.
I think you have a great sound bite because you are younger, and this is something that is near and dear to you, and I think you have the words of a very distinguished gentleman to assist you in your crusade.
Well, I certainly want to thank Dean McHenry for at least inspiring the vision for Santa Cruz. And I do believe that students will change over a period of time. The question is, can a community last that long? I do want to thank him so much for showing up, and I would hope that he would accept an invitation to come and speak again on your program. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, Neil, line one.